Hello, welcome to the next episode of our Mental Health and Wellbeing in COVID-19 webinar series. That's a mouthful. I feel like I'm getting better at saying it. Episode 23. My name is Theron Knightenfitt, and today we have a really exciting guest, Alvain Ace. I'm not going to tell you more about him right now. I'm going to introduce you to him in a second. But before that, let's just do a brief little touch point on why it is we're doing this webinar series. We're getting people joining new every day. So if you don't know what it's about, this is what it's about. Essentially, this series is to equip, to provide you with tools, tips, tricks, resources, tip sheets, anything we can to help you to deal with the psychological and emotional collateral of this COVID-19 season that we're in so that you can flourish in your life. I work for a company called Migro, the emotional intelligence platform, and what we do is equip and empower people to get better at being themselves. That's what we do. That's our mandate. We do that by developing a set of emotional competencies in people. Okay, so that's what the series is all about. We've also made available a free subscription to Migro for anyone who is part of this webinar series, who's tuning in and listening. So if you haven't yet done that, make sure you go to migro.me and get that, and I'll chat a little bit more about that after the show today. Okay, first, a recap of the last episode. We had an interview, a chat, really awesome chat with Zoraida Jardine, the media personality who's currently sort of moving into a sphere of psychology and coaching and functional medicine and holistic health, a sort of holistic way of looking at ourselves and our context and our environment. It was a great chat. If you didn't get a chance to watch that episode, please go back and have a look at it. We were chatting with her about how to balance it all. And she's also a breath coach, a breathwork practitioner. And she walked us through a breathing technique called the box breath technique. And it was awesome. So go and check out that episode. A key takeaway for me from that was her advice to us to be mindful in the moment. I asked her, how are you coping with this moment? And she said, I'm coping moment by moment. And she shared a little bit of what she's doing, but take the time to just try and be aware of how and who you are being each moment and deal with each moment as it comes. That's the key takeaway for me. In this episode, what to do when your world turns upside down. We're going to do a very brief recap on three good things. Perhaps you remember in a previous episode, we looked at three good things as an emotional intelligence technique. And we had Carl Wastley on the show, and I put him through his paces, and I got him and I coached him through how to do this technique. If you've signed up for Migro, you are, of course, doing this technique every day on the Migro platform. It's the first one we do. So we're going to do a brief recap on that. And then I'm going to introduce you to a new technique, which is the second technique we do on Migro. It's called practicing signature strengths. So that's what we're going to do. And then, of course, we're going to get online with Alvain, and we're going to have a chat. And we're going to try and answer this question. What to do when your world turns upside down? Okay, so three good things. Not going to spend a lot of time on this. Go back and look at that other episode. Essentially, what it means is every day you write down three good things that happened that day. Good thing one, good thing two, good thing three. But then you write down why they were able to happen each day. Not why they were good. That's easy. Why were they able to happen? When you do that, you start unlocking a whole world of goodness and resource behind the thing that you are talking about. Maybe the good thing was a specific interaction with someone you love. Why was that able to happen? Because there's a whole life of relationship behind that. There is care, there is commitment to each other, there is trust, there is honesty, vulnerability. You can go on and on. If you can get behind just that face value event and look behind it, why that thing happened, and let that thing be a symptom of all the goodness behind it, then you're winning. That's how you do the three good things technique. If you're doing it on Migro, keep doing it. Really want to encourage you. The research around this is phenomenal, the impact it can have on reframing your world and building positivity and optimism, which is, of course, a really important emotional intelligence skill. Okay, so the next technique, practicing signature strengths. I'm not going to go into too much detail here because, of course, as I mentioned, you can do this on the Migro platform. And I really want to encourage you to keep going with your subscription to get to the point where you can do this, because it is also a super powerful technique. So what is the purpose of this technique? It builds self-awareness of who you are. It helps to rewire some of our negative identities that we have, and helps us to reframe the way we see ourselves and our world. Okay, to rewrite our stories, essentially. We spent a bit of time in this series talking about how you can rewrite the story, how we can reimagine a new way of being in the world. It increases happiness and positive emotion, and it is well documented from a scientific angle, research-wise, in terms of how that how this effect, how this technique has impact and effect in our lives. And of course, it just reminds us of who we are, because the strengths that we do, the qualities we have, they are there to be explored and looked at. And when we do, it reminds us of who we are, helping us to create a more positive life story and identity, to help us play a different role. Instead of being a victim, we can be a creator. Again, calling back to previous webinars there. It helps to build positive personal resources that help you flourish. Okay, so that's essentially that technique. Let me give you an example of how it works. That's the reason for it. That's the purpose for it. Let me give you an example of what to do and how it works. Similar to the three good things, you write down three things each day. With this, you've got to find your signature strengths, the things that really are true about you. What are your signature strengths? The things that you and those around you recognize as being part of your character, attributes that are true for you. Maybe you are friendly. Maybe you are caring, empathetic. Maybe you are someone who is super disciplined. Maybe you're diligent. There's so many different things you could have, and we're all different. So find out by looking at your own life and by getting input from others, what are my strengths? What are the set 3 to 5 strengths? Then every single day you write them down. Why do you write them down? Because when you take that time, it forces your mind to think about them. Remember what we said about dwelling on the positives? It takes longer for positives to root themselves in our subconscious than it does for negatives. So we've got to take the time. So actually write them down. Do it. It's repetitive, but do it every day. Then the second step, pick one of those strengths and say, this is how I used this strength today. I am empathetic, let's say. Let's use me as an example. I'm one of my signature strengths as a result of going through this and practicing this technique is intentionality. I am someone who is intentional. I don't just do any old anything. I'm intentional. I've mentioned a couple of times before that my morning routine has been in the past yoga. And I must be honest, during lockdown, everything's up in the air and that little habit has been knocked down a little bit. So hashtag lockdown, knockdown, you know, my life's changed a little bit and I haven't yet been able to quite get back into the swing of things for this new world, for this new future that I'm imagining and that I want to be part of helping to make flourish. So anyway, last night I was just thinking about that and I was like, I've stopped doing my yoga. I'm only doing it sporadically. I'm going to do it tomorrow morning, which is obviously this morning. And I did it this morning. So it is a strength of mine. Today, I did it, which only happened because I was intentional about it. Now you get bonus points if you can use that strength in a new and unique way. Now this is a little bit harder, but don't worry. You will graduate to it. You will become better at being able to do this. To anticipate. Okay, intentional. I want to be intentional. What can I do? Supper time tonight. I'm going to be intentional about supper time tonight. Instead of just having a normal dinner chaos around the couches with a TV. No, I'm going to try to do something to make it more of a meaningful family moment. Maybe bring out some of those questions that we made available as a resource, you know, earlier on in the series. Questions for families in this time. I'm going to do that tonight. That's how I'm going to be intentional. It's going to be a new way, a new and unique way. Okay, so that is this technique. I really want to encourage you to do it. It builds, as I said, it builds these personal resources for us. But let's get our guest on for today. Enough about me. You guys are tired of listening to me. Let's get Alvain Ace on in a second. Okay, so Alvain is a professional Ironman athlete. Now, the reason we have him on the show today is because a few years back, his life, his world, just like that, got turned upside down. And he was forced into a new reality that he didn't choose. Just like you and I and everyone around the world in our country, everyone has been forced into a new reality. None of us chose COVID-19. It happened to us. And our world has changed. The world is different. It's been turned upside down. I'm excited about what good things are going to come from it. But nevertheless, the world's been turned upside down. And that all happened for him in one moment. He was a young, aspiring athlete. He was, he had a future career in rugby. He played for the Sharks under 19 team. He was in Marty's rugby team at Stellenbosch. And then just like that, as I say, his life got turned upside down. I'm not going to tell you his story. I'm going to let him tell you his story. So let's get him on. Alvain, can you hear me? Are you online? Yeah. There you are. Yeah, perfect. Welcome to the show today. Good to have you.
Thank you. Such a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I had a brief chat with you earlier and I'm super excited about what you're going to share with us today. So before we hear your story, tell me a good thing that's happened in your life today. We don't have time for three, but give me one good thing from today.
Good thing for me. Well, I had a morning training session, which is actually, yeah, given the circumstances, actually a big privilege. Because not everyone can train at home. And I'm very fortunate to have an indoor training facility. So, yeah, okay. Super grateful for that. And I'm not someone that enjoys indoor training. But now you just realize that, hey, this is actually a massive blessing. So I really enjoyed that.
Awesome. You've already done sort of step two in step one. So let's dig into that. The good thing was you had a training session this morning. And then you said, you know, you're privileged to be able to do that at home. Let's unpack that a little bit. Why was this good thing able to happen? Expound on what you've said.
Well, why was it able to happen? Probably down to the core that, you know, I have my health at the moment. So that's why it's able to happen. I'm someone that has been dealing with health issues for a very long time. Up until this point. So yeah, for me, that's something I don't take for granted.
Wow. Okay. Now, can you see what's happened here? In looking at why it was able to happen, it forced you to see another good thing, your health. What a powerful technique this is. Okay. I'm gonna get you to do the signature strength technique later. So think about it. Okay. Let's hear your story. Tell me what happened on that fateful day when your world turned upside down.
Yeah, well, I think you got into, you know, kind of like my history and where I come from. And on that specific day, my life just changed for, like, you can't even imagine how quickly it happens. And you never think that it can happen to you. But, yeah, I was on my way to someone I was seeing at the time. And I just took my eyes for a second off the road. And then the next moment, I wake up next to my car and paralyzed and I can't get up from it. And yeah, you know, since that day, nothing has ever been the same again. As I said, you know, you never think these things can happen to you. Because in the moment, I realize, okay, this is happening, but you almost don't believe it.
Yeah, and tell me that, you know, in the moment, you're sort of in denial about it. And then it starts to dawn on you. Tell me about those first few weeks, days, weeks, months, when you were coming to grips with the idea that my rugby career is over, I'm paralyzed. Mm. Just tell me, walk me through that time.
Yeah, well, the first moment when they found me and I couldn't get up, the first thought that went through my mind is I'm in shock, that my body is in shock. I knew I hurt myself really bad, but I just thought it was shock. I didn't know that it was paralysis. And also, I had no knowledge of how do you get paralyzed in the first place. I didn't know those kind of things. Yeah. And when I got to hospital and they gave me, you know, the brief that what's been happening and they're going to do an operation, but the operation isn't to make me walk again. And that was something really difficult to understand because I thought, you know, modern medicine, they can do anything. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have an operation. Yes, it's bad. It's serious, but I'm just going to be in rehab and I'm going to learn to walk again. And I'll be walking out of here, you know, in a few weeks. Yeah. So to deal with that reality is, I wouldn't say it's denial, rather, like, you know, the seriousness of the situation. You just don't believe that it could happen to you. Yeah. That is this really happening, or is it just a bad dream and I'm going to wake up from it and, you know, just realize that, no, this was just a bad dream. So, yeah, it's extremely difficult to come to terms with those kind of things. And then also realize that, look, your life is changing. This happened and you can't change it. That is probably the worst thing that you have to accept, is that no matter what you do, no matter how much money you have or whatever, you can't change what happened. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, a lot of people can relate to that given the COVID-19 situation.
Yeah,
we can't reverse anything that has happened, you know, up until this time.
Yeah. So what changed for you? What changed for you in those early days? It was tough to deal with. It's really hard to accept that. And to realize your powerlessness in it, you know, things are out of your control. Then obviously you weren't an Ironman athlete before this accident. It's only been after this, hey.
Yeah, that's correct. When I looked at people doing Ironman, I thought they were crazy, because it was just so absurd. You know, how can you swim that far and cycle and do a marathon afterwards? I just thought it's kind of crazy. What changed for me in that time, apart from all the physical changes, was the mental change. And you immediately realize how fragile life is and how short it can be. I was 24 when I had my car accident. And you grow up really quick, where you realize that, look, what am I doing with my life? What I had just got taken away from me. And you make some really drastic changes right there and then.
What kind of changes? What did you need to do? You say it was a mental journey you went on. Yeah. What did you do?
For me, well, apart from being it mentally being tough, extremely tough, just dealing with everything, the biggest change that I had to make, or the challenge, was to not accept that and actually move from, you know, something that you can see to something that you can't see. Because I had to believe in things that I can't see. Because I got told that, look, you're paralyzed, this is going to be your life, you can't go back to the work that you've done. They don't really know about sport and stuff that you can do. And I had to believe that, look, this is not my life. I did not imagine this for my life at the age of 24. It's the last thing that I could have imagined. So I had to move from that and you know, fabricate a life in your mind that, where do you want to go? And what are your dreams and your passions? And what do you still want to do in life? So that is the biggest mental shift that you have to make, is believing in something that you can't see at the moment. You know, and living in that expectation, living with that faith that it will happen.
We actually did an episode, I think it was episode 16, on reimagining your world. Everything you're saying now ties back to that. So viewers, go and check out that episode. Essentially, that the new world that's coming is going to be the result of the human imagination. And I love what you're saying, because you had this moment, you hadn't imagined this, you hadn't imagined what was coming, but you're in that moment, and from then on, forced to reimagine a world, and that's what you've done. You've reimagined a new world, and then you have fought to make that world happen. So tell me about your current athlete status. What have you done? You've done Ironman. I assume you were going to do this year's Ironman, and then that got postponed.
Yeah, that's correct. So I've come through with a few sport disciplines, actually, from rowing and athletics and track and field. And then I got into cycling, and that's when the bug kind of bit me, and the dream also just grew to doing an Ironman, because I've always wanted to do it. Yeah. As I said, when I was before my accident, it kind of freaked me out to think that, how could people do this? It's kind of ridiculous. And then after, you know, being in a wheelchair, it's kind of funny, you know, before you think it's crazy, and now you've kind of got nothing to lose, and now you want to do it with half of your, you know, body's capacity that you've actually have. And it just shows you the power of the mind, how you can transform your whole life with just thinking into existence. It's actually so powerful. It's incredible, honestly. Yeah. At the moment, that is only what I do, is Ironman events, just because it's such a big challenge. It is the most extreme race, endurance race that there is, to me at least. And it's an extremely freeing thing, knowing that I can do an Ironman with my arms, and I'm still in a wheelchair. Because let me go back a bit. When you get, you know, injured and everything, there's a preconceived notion of what you can do and what you can't do. And I just refuse to accept that. I just could not accept that for my life and where I was going.
Was there any particular experience or moment where you had that, I'm going to make something more of this?
Absolutely. There was a moment, yes. There was a decision to move from, you know, past from this. But building up to doing an Ironman is not an overnight. Yes, it's a decision that takes 1 second. But the process of getting mentally fit and building the dream and getting the confidence and, you know, reaffirming yourself that you can do this, that takes time. Just like you train your body, you train your mind.
And was there a moment for that? Was there a moment before where you decided, I'm not going to let this wheelchair dictate my reality?
Absolutely. I had to do that a few times, to be honest. It was a daily decision to do that. It took me years, you know, every day, that you have to tell yourself that this is not the life that, that was chosen for you. I want to go back to a story where I visited someone that was in a wheelchair at the time for 14 years. And their words to me was, that life doesn't get any better than this. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing, that someone had given up just like that. And that was when I was newly injured. I think I was 5 or 6 months in a wheelchair. And I thought I was going to get this message of hope from that person. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing, that this person had just accepted defeat, that it was over for them. And that was a big change for me as well.
Wow.
To realize that, look, this is going to be a decision. How you want to handle this? Yes, physically you can't run away from the facts, but you know, excuse the pun. But mentally, it's a big decision that you have to take. That I'm going to believe in something better. I'm going to believe in a better future and a better life because it is possible. And no matter what your situation is in, we create that reality with our thoughts. And it's, wow, as you say, it is a decision, but it's a every second of the day decision as well.
It's not just, you don't just flip a switch and then it stays flipped.
No.
You've got to stay committed to the imagination that you have for something. Okay, so let's get a bit more abstract here, because your life story, of course, is a very specific kind of event. But what you're talking about here is not just how do you cope with a life-changing car accident? How do you cope with paralysis? It's not about that. And I think the reason we thought you'd be so great on this episode for this topic is because all of us, as I mentioned before, all of us have had our world turned upside down. Not as dramatically as yours was. And it's at so much more scale, so it's an interesting dynamic. But all of us are forced into a new world. And some of us are taking a pessimistic view of it, and we all think we're going to die. And some of us are taking a positive view on it, and we all think it's going to get better, and this is the moment. And I'm sort of, to be honest, I oscillate between both of those. I get worried about things, and then I get crazy with the lockdown here in the house with all the kids and the chaos and the life being turned upside down. But then I'm also getting excited. I'm getting really excited about the future, getting really excited about this moment I was saying with Zareda. It feels like there's a moment where we can push reset on who we are as humanity. And I'm really hoping we see a reduction in some of the conflict around the world, you know, and that kind of thing. So I'm excited as well. So I'm rambling on and on here, but the point being, everything you're mentioning is just as applicable for us in this moment. Is there any other advice you can give to our viewers around how we can reimagine this world that's been forced on us?
Yeah, so absolutely. You know, as we talk about like reimagining the outcome and being positive about something, it's important to not just be positive, but be optimistic in the whole process, but also if you are positive and optimistic about the situation, you must also face the facts that you're still in the situation. And we must still deal with this on a day-to-day basis. So to be honest with you, I thought it wasn't going to be that tough. I thought, yeah, okay, a few weeks, we can actually make it. But as you say, like I'm also oscillating between the two polarities of this whole situation. And I'm just trying to take, you know, day by day and get out of lockdown with a sane mind. I don't know what in a few months is going to happen. I'm someone that relies on events taking place. That is how I earn my income. So you can imagine the uncertainty in that. But I'm optimistic that it will work out, that there are going to be solutions that I can't see right now. I do not know what they are, but I'm optimistic that they will come and I know it will work out. I don't believe that all these industries and corporations that have to do with sport, which I deal with, are just going to fold, you know, because of this event. I think us as humans are very fortunate to be able to adapt to situations. That is our strong point. We can adapt. Just as I've adapted from, you know, being a perfectly able-bodied person to being paralyzed, so we all can adapt in a situation, but it's going to take some, you know, mental fortitude to actually get there. And be open to it. You will have to adapt a few things. But it's going to be possible. It's definitely possible. So the advice would be definitely, yeah, is be optimistic for the future and also adapt to the current situation.
Yeah. Yeah. We touched a few episodes back on the EQ skill of flexibility, which is essentially being able to adapt to new and unfamiliar circumstances. So again, just to remind the viewers, that is an emotional intelligence skill that you can develop, you can build it. Is there any last words you have before I make you do the signature strengths technique? Anything else you'd like to say to our viewers?
Yeah, I could probably just recap about the whole, you know, imagining in the unseen. And I think this is a very important time to get refocused. The noise of the world is kind of switched off at the moment. And that's something actually very beautiful. We never get that chance. We have more time than ever to do a lot of things. So try and use that to your advantage. I know it's difficult because we all get bored, but I'm just trying my best to actually, you know, be productive in the time and work on yourself, because that's almost all you can do in this time. And just, you know, we can come out of this better. I firmly believe that. So, yeah, that'll be it.
Okay. Signature strengths. You are someone who, obviously, as an athlete, is physically strong. What are some of your other strengths? Give me one of your other strengths and how you used it or plan to use it today.
I've always seen myself as a very positive person and very, you know, joyful and inspiring in life. So that is definitely a strength of mine, because I've come to see that not everyone is like that, which I thought everyone would be. But, you know, when difficult times happen, not everyone is like that. How I would implement it, you know, I would say not just today, but a bit, you know, longer term, is to help others in that situation. Because the more I see on social media, the more I see people talking about mental health, people that aren't coping that well. And this is the perfect time to help those people as well, to get through stuff like this. People close to me.
Awesome. But also, not just close to you. You've been on the show today, and this show is helping people in the same way. So that is one way
absolutely
in which you've used it. Albain, thank you so much for participating, for contributing today. I know that you've been an inspiration to our viewers, and I really hope, I trust that from this interaction we've had, that people can be inspired to take what the current moment is, to be honest with it, but to be optimistic with it as well. So thanks very much for being on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you.
So that was Albain Ace. As I say, super inspiring. I love his approach. I love what he's been able to do. He's taken lemons and he's made an Iron Man. You know, he's taken an adverse situation and he's really proven that you can imagine your world differently. So you may be going through this alone, you may be with others, but we're all in it together. We're all in it differently. And one of the ways we can cope is by building our emotional muscle. So I mentioned before that we've made a free subscription available to MyGrow. What does MyGrow do? MyGrow develops, measures, and tracks emotional competencies for individuals, for organizations, for companies, for everyone. So go sign up for your free trial. Top right-hand corner, you'll see there is a little green tab, and you can get the COVID-19 free trial. One last thing, guys, we are trying to get as much traction on this show as we can. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. We're trying to build a following. We're trying to get this as broad as possible, and it's hard work. We really do believe that what we have here, the series that we're putting together, the resources that have been made available, are very, very helpful. We've had so many speciality experts, psychologists, people who have a lot to add, and the show has a lot of great resources in it. Please help us by sharing, by following us, and by trying to get the word out. You know, email, snail mail, knock on your neighbor's door. Don't do that. You're not allowed to do that. Do whatever you can to see how we can make this the show gain a greater audience. Thank you so much. I trust that you will take what we have discussed today and apply it in your lives in a way that can bring flourishing, not just for today, but for the new world that we need to imagine. I'll see you in the next episode.